evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, our special board meeting, to cover the agenda that we missed off last Monday. Roll call, please.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias? Absent. Barry?
Here.
Lucaro here. Dave?
Here. Pledge of Allegiance. One time. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any town hall?
All right, moving to our agenda. Action items. Number one, the consent agenda, our agenda from September the 16th. Trustee Olson.
I'd like to move to remove the following items for individual consideration. 1A, minutes from the August 19, 2024 regular board meeting. Item B, approval of bill list. Item C, approval of transfer funds from now savings account to checking account. Item D, approval of transfer funds from now savings account to Schwab General Fund. And item G, travel reimbursement approval.
Okay, we'll start with item 1A.
On 1A, I'd like to correct the minutes. On page 6, under executive session, the times are incorrect. They're listed as 7:20 and 7:26, and they should be 8:20 and 8:26 because the meeting adjourned immediately after at 8:28. That's the only correction. So I move that we make that correction to the minutes of the August 19th board meeting.
May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Dane?
Yes. Okay, and 1B?
Okay, under 1B, I have a couple of questions. On the Oak Brook Mechanical Services invoice, it says that it's a progress billing, but are there additional expenses that were related to this?
That's just the normal billing that we send in every quarter. It just says progress billing. Okay. All right. So we can assume that's a total. Fine, so.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. On check number 4691, dated 9/16, the GCAT Construction Company, in the amount of $3,500, was for corn footings for tiers for two pads that are roughly, what, 4x6, I'm guessing. I didn't measure them exactly. But my question is, why would it be so expensive to put in two small concrete pads?
Well, the other company is actually more money than I asked. There's a quote. And they didn't charge us for pairs, they charge us for pads. It says no charge on the invoice. So that's the going rate. That's the two companies that gave us quotes. One of them is more money than what we actually went with.
Okay. All right. But is there some concern about instability of the pans? Is that why gear was put in?
Yeah, they put two of them in there on each one so that they wouldn't move around where it was, because the other ones we had that had the pairs that looks like they were moving a little bit in the dirt. So they said just for added strength, and it wouldn't be no extra charge. It would have cost the same money if we didn't put it.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to move to approve the bill list amount.
Second. I'll second that.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Carl, yes. Danny?
Yes.
Let's see. Item C.
I have something for item C myself because we did get an invoice from the fire sprinkler company since the last board meeting, and so I was going to request to change that from $115,100 to $202,200.
Can you repeat that?
$202,200. And I have this if you guys
want to review it. Well, the reason I wanted this with help was I wanted to know if we had adequate funds to cover whatever in progress construction was, because we might need to adjust that number. Mm-hmm. And are you suggesting that we adjust the transfer from 115 up to 300?
I was suggesting from 115 to 202, 200.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. For the fire sprinkler project. We got an invoice that came during the night, so.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the transfer from the NOW account to the general checking account to the amount specified by the acting director. 203?
202, 200.
Second.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer absent, Sias absent, Barry?
Yes.
Pucaro, yes. Dane?
Yes.
The next question I had on transfer of funds from the NOW savings account to the Schwab General Fund. This, with the additional $90,000 roughly that we're transferring, we still have just under $500,000 in available funds in the NOW account. I think reasonably before the next board meeting, we can anticipate another $200,000 in tax collections from the second installment of the DuPage County taxes. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't consider transferring $750,000 versus the $500,000 that is proposed. That would give us a balance of somewhere in the neighborhood, probably before the next board meeting, of $350,000.
I would just be conservative. So I know we try to get as close to that $300,000, but as acting director, this is my first time working through all of these things on my own, and so I was trying to keep a little bit of cushion just for my own back, I guess. So I was just being conservative, but if the board would like to move forward with that, your discussion.
I'd like to move that we move $750,000 instead of the $500,000 from the NOW savings account to the Schwab General Fund account.
Second.
Oh, well, I would just like to say that I talked to Assistant Director. We mentioned $500,000, again, being conservative. And having, hopefully that $200,000 comes through, but we're not sure if it is. And I like to make sure that we have the money before we give it out. So that was the reason for the $500,000. I just want to put that in the record also. Do we have any additional billings coming in?
I have quite checked today. I've been in meetings back to back, so I don't know what came in the mail today.
We did receive the networking project invoice over the weekend.
Okay.
So
how much was it?
You know, off the top of
my head. Not off the top of my head. It was quite close to the amount budgeted.
Yeah. I'd like to be conservative myself, so if it's definitely up to the board.
Well, we have a motion on the floor that's been seconded for $750,000. It needs to be voted on.
Okay. Yeah.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Barry?
No.
Carl, no. Danny?
I wish that we knew what that amount was.
I think it's close to like 100, over 100,000.
Right? It's like,
I think we have like budgeted like 100.
16, 70, I just don't recall the exact amount.
I think we have budgeted 167,000 in the working budget.
I feel like there's, let's see if I've got something here. Sorry.
It's okay, no, it's sitting on my desk.
I normally, well, you know me, I don't like moving the money until it's in hand, but October is next week. And I know that the money wouldn't be coming in from the taxes.
Right, if we need to move anything back.
I know, I just hate that constant back and forth. You know, I'd rather make it.
Okay. The total was $67,458.
Then I'll. As much as I don't want to, I'll vote no this time around because I'm just too concerned about making sure that the money is there. Perhaps next month we'll be able to transfer more.
Madam President, I'll make a motion to approve the transfer of funds. And then I'll save the account to Schwab General Fund in the amount of $500,000.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Dane?
Yes. And 1G?
Item G, I have a question in regards to the, well, number one, this is not a travel reimbursement approval. It's a travel expense estimate approval. So I think the wording should be changed to reflect that it's an estimate, not a final account. But I want to understand why there's a difference of 50% between the two estimates when the same conference is being attended at the same location. Did you bring copies?
I do. I do have copies. I have copies. Part of it pertains to registration. Different attendees are attending different workshops and luncheons. Part of it pertains to the stay. So trustees are staying at different hotels that have different rates. But at the end of the day, everybody gets the per diem rate, which is $107. But these reflect the rates that were given to us. And then,
so no matter where the trustee stays, you're only reimbursed $107
for the per diem rate.
Yeah,
that's correct, right, Katie?
So in other words, you can stay at a hotel that's $170 a night or $150, and you're only getting reimbursed $107
per night.
I've never seen that happen.
You talk with the HR source about this, I know, about getting per diem rates and things like that.
Yeah, so when it comes to meals, if a luncheon is paid for, then that per diem rate, what has been done in the past year is that that's been like taken out. The per diem rates for meals are very low, like 14, 15 bucks per meal.
Is that for trustees or for employees?
It's for all. It's the per diem rate set by the IRS. They're on the GSA website. It's per diem rates.
The trustees had a different plan than the employees.
Because all our costs, we have this reason for the system that here on this kind of work. Because all our costs in the past have been covered. I mean, I submitted, and Trustee Wilson submitted, and every other trustee submitted documentation of what was actually spent for the conference plus our mileage. And that was the money, amount of money reimbursed to the trustees.
So there's different reimbursement rates. There's per diem for meals, there's per diem for hotel stays, and per diem for mileage.
Well, the mileage is calculated from here to the location.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we've got two different calculations, but one's got it from the library guy. Okay, and then people are going to stay at different hotels because of availability.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. If they're booked, they're booked. So I'm not going to this conference, but if I was, and I was at a hotel that was within that price range, that's great. But if I couldn't get in, that's not good.
From what I was told and have understood, that it's based on the per diem rate set by the GSA, but I will confirm after this meeting.
I would check that because I would go back and check our past.
Yeah.
Because, yes, our per diem rates, I mean, for meals, it is what it is. And kind of like, if you go out and you spend $100 for your lunch or your dinner, that's on you minus kind of like, yeah, I understand. But, and I also understood that whatever the cost of the IOA, if you signed up for a lunch and et cetera,
that's covered 100%.
That was also covered 100%.
Yeah, so like, let's say you're attending a luncheon, that takes out the lunch.
Right.
For the
exactly.
Right.
Right. We don't get any extra money for that.
Yeah.
Right.
I understand that, but for the hotel, I mean, I looked at various hotels, and by the time I looked at one, by the time I got to hit it, it was already gone.
Well, then it's sometimes on these conferences, it's convenience. Do you want to wake up in the morning and maybe walk across the street, or you want to drive 10, 20 miles? Good. Not everybody's, you know, everyone's different, so.
Yeah. Again, these are rates that are set by the IRS, and they're on the GSA website.
I just pulled up the ordinance number 2016-07, the ordinance of the Bartlett Public Library District regulating reimbursement of travel, meal, and lodging expenses. It says the ordinance is adopted by the library trustees of Bartlett Public Library District, responsive to the Local Government Travel Expense Control Act. Reimbursable rates, the library district shall reimburse permitted expenses as set forth on the attached Exhibit A. Reimbursement request form, the library district shall only approve reimbursement of expenses if a library trustee or employee submits expenses on the reimbursement request form. The library district shall not reimburse any library trustee or employee for any entertainment expense unless such an expense is ancillary to the purpose of the program or event. Board approval of certain reimbursable expenses. The following expenses for travel, meals, and lodging may be approved only by roll call vote at an open meeting of the Board of Library Trustees. A, any reimbursable expense of an employee that exceeds the maximum allowed. Any reimbursable expense of a library trustee. So, from reading that statement right there, I think maybe the per diem, the maximum allowed pertains to the per diem, which it doesn't state that for the point C of any reimbursable expense for library trustee, if that's how we understand that.
Are we looking at the policy as well, or is it, or is the table attached to the order?
I have a question. You were saying it was $107 for the hotel?
A night.
Reimbursement.
Oh,
yeah, I was
going to
say it's very low. I don't know if you can find
$107
hotel.
Do you really want to stay there?
Are you bunking together?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I'd like to point out is, as Trustee Olson pointed out, this isn't the travel reimbursement approval, it's just an estimate of the approval. And in the meantime, Katie, if you would verify, you know.
Yeah, so these totals include the rates that you provided for the hotels. It's not showing the per diem rate, so we can confirm we're doing the reimbursement. From my reading of that ordinance, I think it's different for trustees.
Right.
And because for employees, it said at a maximum rate, but it did not state that for trustees.
And we have one trustee.
I think not today.
We can still, we'll still confirm it all.
We have one trustee stay two nights and one stay three nights, which sometimes you have to do three nights because you're driving down. Mm-hmm. Understand for it. It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do have a motion and we have a second, correct? We were doing discussion. But we're going to
make a motion.
I don't think anybody
knows.
It was just questioning it.
So let's make, well,
I'll make a motion to approve the designation of the approval of the travel reimbursement estimate / approval for Trustee Berry and Trustee Olson.
I'll second that.
Well, I'm not sure what actually we're approving, because because
it's just the estimated, just the two
estimated
numbers.
Amount.
So we're, those
okay.
are the two numbers that
so if
reflect what the actual hotel,
yeah,
like
actually,
the full
yeah.
okay.
expenditure.
Right, but if someone's putting down for three meals each day, but they're also in a conference thing, so that's not correct. So they're just going to be made.
But that gets adjusted.
Gotcha.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just they just had, they just had to present an estimate of what they felt that was going to be.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer absent, Sias absent, Barry?
Sherman, yes.
Carl, yes. Danny?
Yes.
I'd like to move to approve items E and F that were part of our original consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer absent, Sias absent, Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. Now, resolution to determine funds for fiscal year 2024-2025.
Yes, so this was on last Monday's regular board meeting agenda. I have since changed the date to reflect today's date, the 23rd of September. I have fresh copies from the printer. The resolution served as a notice that the library board has determined the levy amount and that the date of the hearing. Now, this is all part of the process to determine if the library needs to hold the truth in taxation public hearing. But based on our total levy, it's under that 5%, so we don't have to do that, nor do we have to publish the black border box. So all we need to do is approve this resolution, and then no less than 20 days later, needs to
I'll motion to approve the resolution to determine fund for fiscal year 2024-2025.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer absent, Sias absent, Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Amy?
Yes. Next we have the 2025 board meeting dates.
Yes, so I've kept them at the third Monday of every month. Standard for mm-hmm. Every year.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer absent, Sias absent, Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Dane?
Yes. And next would be the 2025 library closings.
And same goes. These are the same closings that we have every year reflecting.
Make a motion to approve the closing dates for 2025.
Second.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
I have a question. Have we, Larry, I know that you were seeking ceiling bids for the parking lot. You mentioned it, I think, in your August report. Are we going to have to close the library when we do that?
Right now, we put it off because we got the dumpster out there for this project. And if we didn't, October might be a little bit too late to do it.
Right.
We might wait for the spring, but the way we're looking at doing it is to have them do half of it. I'm trying to get a company that's going to do it in the evening when we're not here on Saturday before we do. So we're not going to close the whole parking lot. We can't do it all at once.
Well, my question was, can we, if we have to close the library, as part of our closing calendar, can we perhaps consider that?
We didn't consider that, no. We didn't consider closing that.
No, he's saying that can we do it on a day when the library is closed, like
right.
a Sunday before Memorial
Day? It depends. It was mentioned doing it on one of the holidays, but you know, he said it would be double time to do it on a holiday. I asked to do it on like a different day, like on a Sunday or whatever, so the same thing would be double time after we're closed.
Yeah. But there are days that we are closed on our closing calendar that are like the evening.
Right, but because if it's a federal holiday, I don't know if they're going to pay their people overtime or double time or whatever. There's a chance that they would. I know what you're saying about not like the 4th of July or something like that.
Right.
But any of the other days we're closed, I don't know. We'll have to see. But right now we put it out because we got the dumpster out
right.
there.
Understood.
I keep getting the thing that had quotes and everything, but we're getting to the end of the season. So we might have to wait for the end of the spring.
Do we need to put anything in the bottom of this, just saying, and reflecting any closures for construction?
No,
okay.
Perfect.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I will move to
No, we have a motion and a second.
You're right.
Okay, so.
I have my question.
Okay. Okay, Olson.
Yes.
Schmidt.
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Berry.
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney.
Yes. And last but not least, audit presentation date, which would be December the 16th at 2024 at 6 p.m.
Yes, there'll be a committee of the whole meeting Monday, December 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. For the audit presentation.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
Question.
Yes.
Why so late? We have a reporting deadline, I believe, like the 20th of December.
So the auditors will be here next week doing field work. It takes some time to review everything and develop their full report. They say they wouldn't have it ready in time for the October meeting, or they don't want to promise that they would have it ready in case something comes up that takes more time than we anticipated at work. So that was the day that worked with them.
I know this was a concern when we originally selected our auditor, that we not be forced up against the wall, so to speak, as far as accepting the audit with the deadline. And they, I believe at the time, assured us that that wasn't going to be the case in the future. And now we're 2 years running having the same problem.
From my understanding, it was just so they have ample time to do the report. From the initial meeting we had, they didn't give us a suggested date. They said, let's see how the field work goes and then determine a date after the field work. So I can touch base with them next week if they
might
want
to
see if they can come in the November meeting.
But should we just approve this date so we have something on the books? And then if there's a... If they can't be sooner, we can always call a special meeting.
Yeah.
Make the law. Do it at that time. So I'll bring a motion to approve the audit.
Well, I already did.
Yeah.
I already did.
Myself.
We have a move in a second. Any questions? No other questions? Then let's vote on the tentative.
Olson?
No.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Berry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney?
Yes. Any more town hall?
No.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
We're going to bring a motion to adjourn.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer, absent. Sias, absent. Berry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney?
Yes.
That's what.
Thank you all. 6:42.